You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Italian-born American jazz composer and arranger Pietro Pete Rugolo with his tune 420 AM off a very cool vinyl LP called I Like Jazz via 1955. Born in Sicily, Italy, he made his way to Santa Rosa, California in 1920 as an immigrant. He started his jazz career on the baritone horn, taking after his father, but that did not last long. Soon he added the French horn and the piano to his jazz arsenal. After he got a bachelor's degree from San Francisco State College and a master's degree from Mills College in Oakland, he was hired as an arranger and composer by guitarist and bandleader Johnny Richards. Then he spent World War II playing with alto as Paul Desmond in the Army Band. Following the war, he hooked up with Stan Kenton and penned arrangements and original compositions. Along with Kenton, he spent some quality time creating arrangements for pop and jazz vocalists. Singers like June Christie, Harry Belafonte, Nat King Cole, the Four Freshmen, Peggy Lee, Patti Page, and the great Mel Torme. It was also during this time of his life that he worked on film musicals at MGM and served as the A&R director for Mercury Records. During the 60s and 70s, Rugolo did a great deal of work for television and acting as a huge musical component for shows like Leave It to Beaver, The Fugitive, Run for Your Life, The Bold Ones, and many others. Peter lived till the age of 95 and was California strong all of those years. Jazz was lucky to have him around. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of plenty of dancing fountains, good barbecue, and a lot of juke joints to get your jazz kicks, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, armed with all that jazz. And here's the great bean next on the show, Coleman Hawkins on the tenor sax with the 1960 song, Bean in Orbit.
Thank you.
That was Kansas City's very own journeyman bassist, Bob Bowman, off his latest 2014 album called Songs for Sandra, with the tune While We're Young. This impressive latest offering by Bob is in honor of his late wife, Sandra. This award-winning performer got off to the right step early on when he won a scholarship to the Stan Kenton Jazz Clinic as a high school freshman. From there, he went on to both coasts, L.A. and New York City, to perform with the likes of Thad Jones, Mel Lewis, Toshiko Akiyoshi, Lou Tabakin's Big Band, and teaming up with legendary people like Carmen McRae and performing with Freddie Hubbard and Bud Shank. He came back to Kansas City in 1988 and is a vital veteran in a thriving Kansas City scene these days. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what he had to say about the Kansas City scene going down here in 2014.
I love it. I love playing with these young guys. I went last night. I just stopped by the Majestic and Herman was playing. There happened to be a whole bunch of guys there, you know, at least 20. Most, one guy might have been 20 years younger than me, and everybody else is younger than that. But they love me. I love them, and I play with them, and I hire them, and they hire me. And the attitude here is just so warm.
From a thesaurus of classic jazz, here's the great Arkansas Travelers with the Stompin' Fool next on this hour of Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was talented sax man Benny Krueger with his orchestra in tow, keeping that early century jazz vibe going with the song Don't Be a Fool, You Fool, off a Slice of 1926 CD. As one of the finest early sax men ever, he was part of the original Dixieland jazz band. And on the heels of a successful tour of England, he was chosen by Victor Records as the saxophonist of choice for their key recordings, and for good reason. Our next cat on the show is the great German orchestra leader and songwriter, Bert Kampfert, along with his famed orchestra with the tune Hava Naglia off the 1964 LP, The Magic Music of Faraway Places.
Neon Jazz, Joe Domino.
That was New York City-based composer, arranger, percussionist, and pianist Charles Blenzig with his tune, What Is This Thing Called Love? He has been a part of the New York City jazz scene since the 1980s and continues to etch a solid groove in the lore of good jazz listening. Our next jazz cat on the show is trumpeter Irving Stokes with the tune Blue Basso off his 2006 album called Just Friends.
Thank you. Joe Domino, and it's great music. Don't touch that dial.
That was the great jazz trombonist known for playing that patent Dixieland jazz out there in San Francisco, Turk Murphy, with another tune off that 1955 EP, I Like Jazz. That was the song Got Dem Blues. Turk was in the Navy during World War II and gigged with cats like Lou Waters and Buck Johnson. In 1952, he headed his own band called Turk Murphy's Jazz Band. This was headed up by pianist Wally Rose and included tubist Bob Short. In 1971, he was the singer for the 1971 Sesame Street cartoon shorts, The Alligator King and Number 9 Martian Beauty, animated and produced by his longtime friend and animator, Bud Luckey. Bet you didn't know that one. With his orchestra faithfully following his direction, this is the great Creed Taylor with the tune Dreamboat off a 2013 CD called Classic Jazz Essentials, next here on Neon Jazz.
Jazz fix, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was the great pianist and composer Duke Pearson, along with his trio with the tune Black Coffee off the 1959 album called Profile. He was a key ingredient to the hard bop movement spearheaded by Blue Note Records. Born Columbus Calvin Pearson Jr. in Atlanta, Georgia, he was given the moniker Duke by his uncle, who loved Duke Ellington. When he moved to New York City in January 1959, he caught the eye of trumpeter Donald Byrd, who caught him performing with the Art Farmer Benny Golson Sextet, or what they called at that time, the Jazz Tet. Byrd asked him to join his newly formed band, the Donald Byrd Pepper Adams Quintet. He went on to have a brilliant career after that point. In the 70s, he was diagnosed with MS and leftist in 1980, but he has a trove of music that is key to any jazz retrospective. And it's about that time for us to take our proverbial curtain call around here. Doing the honors is the great jazz pianist and composer Ray Bryant with his trio on the tune Little Susie via the 2011 album called The Winners, and Was He Ever. And hopefully this hour of jazz was a winner for you, for your ears and your head. And with that, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and an all-around music winner around here, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
That ought to do it.
Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you. So drop us a line. Let us know what you'd like to hear. Just give us a little feedback from Radioland out there. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.